lässt mich kommen!
All rats gotta die though. In New York, Quad Studios getting high though. Off that sour diesel and that hydro. This nigga take a L every time he go viral. Welcome to the West, and this ain't the life of Pablo. Stay on that bullshit, it's gon' start to feel like Chicago. Keep it 100, you Nicki Minaj sideshow. Still chasing dreams, I made dreams in 05 though. Riding round, 10 Cam Newtons in the Tahoe. And when we touch down, everybody catch a spiral. Dressed in all black like the Panthers. We sing your Sway freestyle. O'Malley ain't the answer.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I'm your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ready to chop up some good game on today's show, as we always do. Today's show is brought to you by WisdomInHair.com. That's Wisdom, the letter N, hair.com. Ladies out there, you want to get your hair looking on fleek. You want to get them fly bundles. You want to get those top-of-the-line inches. Go to WisdomInHair.com. They got human hair extensions and weaves to make you look luxurious and fly. That is WisdomInHair.com. Now, the phone number for today's show is 818-850-5404. We're going to chop up some good game. That's the number to call in. But what we're going to do, family, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. So y'all don't move a muscle. We'll be right back. Right here on Tariq Elite Radio Show. Don't move a muscle, fam.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's UndeniableGame.com.
Are you an aspiring entrepreneur but you have difficulties coming up with good ideas? Then check out this amazing new ebook called 50 Business Ideas for Young Black Entrepreneurs. In this guide, you'll learn how to build and promote your own mobile app business. You'll learn how to use social media to promote your business, and you will learn how to write detailed business plans to ensure success. Go to lowcostblackbusiness.com to get started. That's lowcostblackbusiness.com.
VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
On today's mission, we're going to talk about sex as a weapon. The top 12 reasons why so many good men are still single. 7 characteristics of a good woman. How being friends with benefits can backfire on you. Dumb dating moves you make with smartphones. Dating, relationships, and life is war. Fight to win.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find it, maybe you can hear the Victory Unlimited Show.
Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up, and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
You're going to hell, Sandra. Because you're a hoe.
Oh, what's going on, family? Welcome back to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your gracious host. This is Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I want to make it a quick show. I got a lot of stuff to do today, but I do want to chop it up. With, and every time I say it's going to be a quick show, it always turns out to be a long show. But I do want to just kind of get to the point and talk about some stuff that's going on. And by the way, I hope you guys have your Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 DVDs at HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you got that. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And by the way, Morris is still coming. We're submitting Morris to iTunes today. We got to get the approval from iTunes for them to post it up. We had to go through the terms of service and get all the legal stuff together. The terms of service and the privacy notices, we had to get all that shit together. So Morris is being submitted today. So for those who are asking what's up with Morris, we're getting it. It's popping. It's in the process. It's definitely popping. But I got to talk about all this stuff that's going on right now. Some stuff has been happening in the last couple of days. A few days ago in New York, in Jersey, in that area, there was a terrorist bomber. This guy planted these dirty bombs, meaning these homemade bombs. He planted these bombs all over the place and they went off. There were some people who were injured, but nobody got killed, fortunately. And this was a white Muslim. I think he was from Afghanistan. And he planted these bombs all over the place. They caught the guy. I think they caught him in Jersey. They shot him, but they brought him in alive. They brought this white Muslim in alive. Now, a day later, there's a case out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There was a black man, Terrence Crotchett. Is that his name, chat room? Because people have been mispronouncing and misspelling our brother's name. But as we know, we've been seeing so many brothers out here and sisters getting blatantly attacked, being executed in cold blood by race soldiers out here. We've been getting executed out here. That's been happening for the last couple of years, just basically nonstop. Now, they used to be afraid of being caught in their lies. They would have to put up a good lie in order to justify executing us. So now it's getting to the point they don't even have to put up good lies, and they're doing the executions on video. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, it was a black man, unarmed, innocent. He had car trouble. The police showed up. The race soldiers showed up with helicopters and all types of reinforcements, making the man put his hands up. He was walking towards his car. They were backing him up. He got to his car and they shot him, killed the brother. Terrence Crutcher. That's the brother's name. 40-year-old black man. I think he's 40. 40-year-old black man. And they were some straight up race soldiers who shot this brother. They had helicopters and all this stuff. And somebody in the helicopter in the audio, they're like, that looks like one bad dude. He looks like he's on something. I mean, they just using all of these racial code words. They're not even trying to hide their agenda. They killed this brother. They have not arrested the race soldiers who did it. They have not punished them. At this point, we got to understand and we got to come to the realization of what's happening. Now, while people are using the hashtag talking about our brother Terrence Crawford, there was another case. Right when people are talking about Terrence Crawford, a brother named Keith Scott out in Charlotte, North Carolina, this brother was sitting in his car waiting on his son to get off the school bus. He was in the car reading a book. Race soldiers rolled up on this brother and killed him. They were looking, according to the police, they had a search warrant for somebody else. They went to this brother. I don't know why they went to him. Nobody can explain that. And they shot him. Now, the police went and lied. They have lied and said that this brother, Keith, jumped out the car with a gun. You know, it's always some old far-fetched, irrational, huggy bear scenario that they're trying to pin on the brother. They said that he jumped out the car with a gun. The cop feared for his life and they shot him. And all the eyewitnesses on the scene said that the race soldier who shot Keith Scott in North Carolina was white, because there are people who were live streaming it while it was happening. They said that this guy was, the race soldier was white. Now, because there was an uprising last night out there in Charlotte, they started putting out media reports that the person who actually did the shooting was a black cop. That is a complete lie. That is a blatant lie. They felt like, well, if we throw out the whole black cop did it, that will quell some of the uprisings. But that is a complete lie. I'm going to play some audio from a video in a minute of one of the actual eyewitnesses there. But the thing is, the point is this. Well, let me make my point after I just drive home what's happening. I'll play it now while I'm talking about it. Now, this is from North Carolina. This is directly after a black man, who some people are saying was disabled. The police and the media, they keep running stories saying that this black man was armed. Some stories are calling him a gunman. They keep saying this man was armed. He jumped out of a car for no apparent reason and pointed his gun at a cop for no apparent reason and got shot. And they're trying to justify the shooting, and then they're trying to say another person did it. This is how bold they're getting. But this is an actual eyewitness, and this person and several black people there have been interviewed by the mainstream media. But the mainstream media, is not showing these eyewitness interviews. Now, understand, this is the same thing that went down in Ferguson. You had a bunch of black people who were witnesses who saw what happened and told the truth. Nobody got together and coordinated a lie that fast. A bunch of witnesses who didn't know each other said they saw Mike Brown. He was surrendering and Darren Wilson shot him down in cold blood. But there was a white supremacist out there who said that Darren Wilson shot Mike Brown because Mike Brown was running towards the gun on some super nigga shit. Which makes no sense, but the white supremacists pretend to believe it. So, the same scenario is going on out here in Charlotte, North Carolina. This is audio from an eyewitness who actually saw Keith Scott get shot out in North Carolina yesterday.
I'm just going to say what I believe, and it's a cover-up. They made a mistake, and they're doing their best to make sure they cover up that mistake. That's what's happening.
Do you agree that the officer they mentioned is the same one that you saw yesterday?
No, ma'am. It was not a black officer that killed him. It was a white officer that killed him.
All right. I hope y'all, the audio is a little low, but I hope y'all heard what she said. She was like, no, it was not a black officer that killed him. It was a white officer that killed him. Now, notice how this is some random. This is just a neighbor. She has no reason to lie, because there was another video of the victim's daughter. She said that there was a white cop who did it, but she was screaming and she was emotional, so people can kind of try to dismiss her as being emotional. But this woman, she's a random witness. She has no stake in anything. She's telling what she saw.
It was a white officer that killed him. He was bald headed. The black officer came on the scene maybe 10, 15 minutes later, and he was the one doing the CPR on him. Now, I'm not saying, you know, by that time, I'm pretty sure the man was already gone, because he didn't die at the hospital at 4 o'clock. He died out here at 2:30.
You actually saw the shooting?
I actually saw the shooting. I saw the shooting and I saw that man die. I saw him take his last breath. I saw him move. And then that was nothing. He moved no more after that.
All right. And these are there's several people around this woman from the media. There's cameras around, but nobody in the media. They're not showing this interview. They're not showing none of the eyewitnesses who said they saw a white cop shoot this man.
He gotten out of the car with a gun?
No, sir. He got out of the car with a book.
All right, y'all hear that? He did not get out the car with a gun. He got out the car with a book. This brother got killed for having a book.
Gun?
No, sir. He got out the car with a book.
And you saw the book?
I saw the book. Now, I can't tell you what the name of the book was, but it was a black cover. Mm-hmm. That's the
And so he got out and he was holding it.
No, it was on his lap. He got out, his hands was up. He got out his car, he got out the car. I'm pretty sure he just opened up the door and stepped out his truck, because it's a truck. So he don't have to do all that shit when you get out of the car.
And you said this earlier, but I want to make sure I get it exactly right. To the best of your memory, what are the exact words that Mr. Scott said to the officer?
He said, what is the problem? What did I do? What's wrong? And while he's saying that, because they're telling him to come to them. So he's walking to the back of his truck. And he's asking him, what's the problem? What did I do? And then I'm stepping over the book and everything. Because the book done fell off his lap by this time. He's like, what did I do? What's the problem? And when he get back there, the police muffled something because I can't hear. And then as they know, they shoot that man 4 times.
All right. So y'all heard that. Now, what sounds more believable? What that sister says makes sense. That sounds believable. What she says makes sense. His brother was waiting on his kid from school. He wasn't doing a crime. He wasn't even a suspect in a crime. The police show up. He's reading a book. Because why would you bring a gun to go pick your kid up from school? So he's sitting there reading a book. The police roll up on him. He gets out of the car. Like, hey, what's wrong? What did I do? That makes sense. That's what a logical person would do. And then they shot the guy. Now, this has been happening over and over again. So that scenario sounds more plausible than this Starsky and Hutch Dolomite scenario that these white supremacists are trying to push over on us, talking about this man jumped out of his car with a gun for what? And the cops had to shoot him because he just jumped out of the car for no apparent reason. He wasn't even a criminal. Just jumped out of the car with a gun. So the thing is, when you have, and the media, they're in on the lies. The media is in on it. Family, if you see CNN repeating the story about a black cop, CNN, they're the propaganda wing of white supremacy. And I've been interviewed on CNN several times, HLN, and I don't give a fuck. I'm saying this. We are in a systematic war. Black folks are going to have to understand and wake up and realize you are in the middle of a race war right now. We keep being told that a race war is coming. There is no race war coming. You are smack dab in the next level of the race war. We've been in a race war for a long time. When black folks hear this shit about, well, there's an upcoming race war. You've been in a race war for 500 years, but now you're just in a next level of a race war. Because the thing is, when you see all of these extrajudicial killings, none of this is by accident. None of this is by coincidence. A lot of this stuff that's going on around the country, it is orchestrated. A lot of this stuff is orchestrated because they're getting too bold. They're getting too brash with it. And what they're doing, it's the white supremacists trying to consolidate their power to rule as a minority because they know that their numbers are dwindling. So they're going to have to create an apartheid state for us. This is why they are normalizing executing black people. So when they start to do it in large numbers, which is eventually going to start happening, family, unfortunately. That's the sad news, because they're going to start doing it in large numbers. And a lot of these things, they look like real-time test runs. They keep going up a notch. When they get away with doing it one time, they go up a notch. They do it again, they go up a notch again. They keep going up notches. These are test runs. I've even posted videos on Twitter of these race soldiers shaking down children. I posted one yesterday on Twitter of some like 9-year-old kids on bikes, the police running up on them, getting their names, calling them juveniles. These are just black children on bikes. Earlier today, I posted a video of a black girl. She was in some kind of car accident. I think it was a hit and run. Somebody hit her. She wasn't seriously injured, but the police put her in the squad car. This is a little girl, a little black girl, and she's crying for her mother. They're trying to calm her down, and they're threatening to pepper spray her. Black folks got to get on this thing. We got to understand when we're in a war. We're in a war. And understand, in a war, one of the tools of war is propaganda. And propaganda is not about facts. It's not about justice. Propaganda is about creating and controlling the narrative so that you can dominate people. It's all about dominating. That's all it is. It's about dominating. And when you see black folks getting killed on film like this, they got helicopters and all this. These are test runs. They're doing real life test runs on how to handle and execute black people. So when it's time to do it in large numbers, they'll have their practice and training down pat. They've been practicing and training in these little camps around the country. I want y'all to Google the term Guardian Center. I think that's the name of it. There's a place down in Georgia. They watch these names. See, we get caught up and we get tricked with names. See, I like to use real life terms for certain things. Like when I went to South Africa, I kept referring to the areas as concentration camps because that's all they were. And a lot of people were upset with that, but that's all they were. They were concentration camps. We got to understand how to use language, because the white supremacists, they're not going to tell you that they're mistreating you. They'll never tell you that. People who mistreat you never tell you they're mistreating you. If a person is molesting a child, they're not telling a child that they're molesting them. They're like, hey, I'm tickling you. Hey, I'm just being your buddy. I'm just playing doctor with you. So they're not going to tell you that they're mistreating you. They're not going to tell you that they're putting you in concentration camps. They're not going to tell you they're putting you in a Holocaust situation. Understand, in Nazi Germany, the Nazis, they didn't use the term Holocaust. That wasn't the term they used in Nazi Germany. People started using the term Holocaust in large numbers on a regular basis in the 60s and 70s. People started using the word Holocaust to describe what happened in Nazi Germany after the shit happened. So understand, but back to these guardian centers. I want y'all to Google this. There's a place down in Georgia, way off in the woods of Georgia, back in the cut, called a guardian center, where they call it a disaster preparedness center. And they actually have videos of what they do at these places. They train for so-called disasters. And they got promotional videos of law enforcement rounding up black people. They actually got video of like black people actors. They got actors burning up cars, acting like looters and rioters. And they got images of police rounding up black women and putting them in police cars. And I mean, they've been practicing this shit. They got promotional videos on this. These white supremacists don't sleep. They've been training for their war nonstop, the next level of their war, the refinement stage of their war. They've been practicing nonstop. That's all they do. They've made, and our brother Neely Fuller says this, they've made business and pleasure mesh together. The business of white supremacy, they've made that fun. They've made that entertaining. They made that their hobby. But Google guardian centers. It's a tactical training center where they practice rounding up black people. And I won't even get into the Rex 84 centers that they have all over the country. And that's another thing. A lot of the places around the country where a lot of these executions are happening, they're training and practicing in places that have these Rex 84 camps, which are basically concentration camps. Google Rex 84 camps. If you look online, there are maps of these camps that are already prepared and ready to start rounding people up. We got to get deep tonight. We got to just call it for real. We got to say what it is, because understand this. We got people like Donald Trump running and Hillary Clinton, and you know, you got Lucifer and Satan, basically. So either one of those people win, it's going to be a loss, especially Trump. And with all of these white supremacists backing Trump, black people are acting shocked. And we're shocked to see how many white supremacists are actually backing Trump. Millions of white supremacists are backing Trump. And you got people already, the election for the new president has not even happened, and you got people already trying to carry out terror plots. Now understand, the last time we had a suspected white supremacist in office, and Obama, he's a face of white supremacy, by the way. But the last time we had a suspected white supremacist, George Bush, in the office with all that get tough on the non-white people rhetoric, and we had 9/11 pop off. So the white supremacists, they know if a Trump gets in office, it's going to be bad. That's why you have all these Republicans and all these people trying to distance themselves from Trump, and they're trying to sabotage Trump because they know if Trump wins, it's going to be a major problem. They know it's going to be a major problem because there are going to be attacks all over the place if Trump wins from all types of groups. So knowing this, they have to immediately get black folks contained physically and psychologically. They know it's do or die right now. So you got to get black folks together because all of these outside threats are going to start popping. So you can't have all these loose black folks on the bullshit. So you got to get black folks in line because they don't want some of these other groups linking up with black folks out here. So you got to keep the niggers in line. So that's why there's overkill whenever there's a situation with a black person, no matter how minor the accusation, it doesn't even have to be an accusation at all, but no matter how minor, you notice there's an overkill. They have to have helicopters and SWAT teams, just like at Chris Brown's house. When I was out there filming a couple of weeks ago, a random white supremacist female lied and said Chris Brown had a gun, and they had SWAT teams and helicopters at that man's house. See, they have to make a display of overkill when it comes to black folks to send a message. So they've been practicing at these training centers, and these training centers, that's one thing, but you got to get out there in the field to really do some real life training to really get a feel and a sense of what to do and how to get the media on board. See, you see how fast the media gets on board with the propaganda? The media is complicit with what's going on with these race soldiers. Understand, black folks got to get off this whole police reform shit. It's not about police reform. All of these race soldiers harming us, it's not about police reform, because you have too many other people complicit in protecting the race soldiers. You have the race soldiers posing as cops who execute black people. Then you have these prosecutors who protect the race soldiers. You have the police unions that protect the race soldiers. You have the DA who protects the race soldiers. You have the judges who protect the prosecution and the DA. You have the media who help demonize the victims and protect the race soldier. You have all of these lower level white supremacists who send in donations to help fund the race soldier Gestapo units, which are the police unions. So it's a whole system of people working together, and they are on code. And that's the thing. And we've been talking about this a lot on Twitter. And a lot of black folks like to wait till the last minute to start saying, well, hey, man, what's the solution? We need solutions. Truth be told, a lot of black folks don't want solutions, man. If we're going to be very honest, a lot of black folks don't want solutions. Because when we start talking about solutions, black folks say, okay, well, shit, that sounds like too much work. Love and hip hop is on. See, we want to play and stop the white supremacists from harming us long enough so we can go back to playing. And the shit don't work like that, family. We got to be on top of our game 24 hours. See, the reason why the white supremacists do what they do and they get over and they harm us because they have a code and we don't. When it comes to us talking about get a code, it's too many of us who want to be on that contrary shit. I'm going to do another show about that at a later time. I got to go deeper in that. But the thing is, when it comes to getting a tangible solution going on and talking about solutions with black folks, we want to start acting childish and goofy and we start talking about dumb shit. We start talking about shit like intersectionality. So we can't get no solutions done. We start talking about what to do to empower black folks to protect ourselves. Then niggas start talking about, well, what about gays too? Well, I'm a lesbian. I like to eat pussy. I don't want to give up my white woman and her pussy. So what about her? We start talking that shit. I had some Sambos arguing with me on Twitter the other day. Some chick talking about, well, I'm black and Hispanic. I'm intersectional. I'm like, lady, how come Hispanic people are not getting shot down like this? And then they start trolling around. See, we can't be childish. Or if you want to be childish, you can just let them round you up and exterminate you. It's too late in the day for the dumb shit. It's too late in the day for the dumb shit. And I talked about Barack Obama on my last Ustream, how he did a speech the other day talking about how we need to vote for Hillary. He got on stage doing his preacher black voice. Hey, y'all doing? He gets real black when he gets around the black caucus and all that. Now, he ignores the shit out of us. But when it comes to us doing a favor for him, oh, he blacks it up then. So he's talking about, y'all want to maintain my legacy? Well, go out and vote. Y'all want to give me a good send off? Well, go out and vote. Vote for Hillary. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't no legacy, brother. There is no legacy. See, Barack Obama, now all of us, right now, brothers are getting shot. And Barack Obama's not saying nothing. Now, Barack Obama, he's down for all those Blue Lives Matter laws and all that stupid shit. But Barack Obama's not saying anything for us. He's not speaking up for us at all. And he thinks that we're supposed to have some kind of allegiance to him. And I voted for Barack Obama twice, so I can say this. But there's no legacy. See, the thing is, Barack Obama, he wants us to ride for him because he knows if Trump gets in office, Trump is going to reverse every damn thing that Obama did. Trump has already said it. Trump is going to reverse everything Obama did. I'm talking about like Obamacare and all that old bullshit. Obama's not done anything for black folks. Let's be real. And I hate when people try to use that lift every boat argument. Well, he did Obamacare. That helped black people. That's basically, I'm going to throw some cake out there and y'all can catch the crumbs. That ain't doing nothing for black folks. Because he did specific things for other specific groups. Gay groups, he did something for them. Hispanic groups, he did something for them. Jewish groups, Native American. But when it comes to black folks, well, he did something to make school easier, and that helps black folks. It's not specific for black people. We have specific needs. And understand this. When they shot up that gay club out there in Florida, Obama and those guys, they start passing laws protecting gay people, I think the next day. It was the damn next day they started passing laws for gay people. They didn't waste no time. They passed all types of laws. But he won't even acknowledge what's going on with us. We're being executed out here. Won't even acknowledge it. And black folks are still cuffing for Barack Obama right now. Because of a symbolic situation. We got to get off that shit. But the thing is, family, we got to understand this as black folks. Black, and shout out to my brothers out there and sisters out there who work in the armed forces, because I feel for you. I feel for black people. We've been defending this country for 200 years. We've been defending this country for 200 years. We're the only people in this country, the only group whose home country has never gone to war with the United States. African people have never gone to war with the United States. The British, they went to war with the United States. Japanese, China, all of these other groups have gone to war with the United States. Ever since Crispus Attucks, the first person to take a bullet for the United States, we've been representing this country, fighting for this country. Hell, white Southerners even fought against the United States. All these Confederate flag thumpers, that was a war against the United States. And we fought for this country for centuries. And right now, in this day and age, a goddamn terrorist can come over here from Afghanistan and have more rights than a damn black person in this country. A terrorist came over here, setting up bombs all over the place. They brought him in alive. You have innocent black people trying to get their cars fixed or sitting in a car reading a book, and they're getting legally executed. That's a damn shame when terrorists from other countries have more rights than black people in America. That's some sad shit. And I ain't even exaggerating. They bring terrorists in alive. You can blow up buildings and crowds of people if you're a white Muslim, and they'll bring you in alive. The people, the Boston bombers, were terrorists. They brought them in alive. You can blow up people and they'll bring you in alive. But they roll up on black children. They shot a black 13-year-old in Cleveland the other day. So it's time for black folks to get that code of conduct. And again, the media, they're extremely complicit in everything that's going on. Watch the coverage and ignore the coverage. You watch them and ignore them, because whatever they're saying to you in the media, 9 times out of 10 is going to be a lie. That's why we got More Us coming. The More Us app is coming so we can communicate. And let me be a little quiet about that so people don't be on some bullshit thinking that, you know, y'all know I got the feds on my ass already. I know you're listening. And speaking of the media, they got their coons going overtime. I saw some shit with Don King. They done dug him up out of his cave with his little gray afro looking like Uncle Tom's fucking cabin. He's up there cooning it up with Trump. They're digging in the bottom of the barrel to get their coons. And SportsCenter, one of those ESPN shows, I don't know what it was. They had Ray Lewis on there. What's the name of the show? Undisputed or whatever. Listen to your boy Ray Lewis.
It's people who've made their minds up to not think about it. It ain't, if you watch these crimes.
Now, Ray Lewis is talking about these black folks who've been executed within the last couple of days. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about black people who have been executed, victimized by these race soldiers. That's what he's talking about. But listen.
These crimes aren't race driven. They're hate driven.
This nigga just said that these race soldiers killing black people, it's not race driven, it's hate driven. Nigga, hate what? They hate because we black.
To have so much power in your hands to take someone's life by choice. The moment you do it by choice, right? You think about what Colin is doing. He's standing up for it and saying, yeah, let's bring awareness to it. But since he's been kneeling, we've still had numerous murders of cops. And Dwayne Wade said it best. Until we, as black people, value where we are in this country, we will never see change. Until we understand that we must stop killing each other to really bring an issue to this. I think we're probably in the saddest state that we've probably ever been in as a country, simply because of one thing: we're letting anybody get away with anything, and then there are no consequences.
The coons come out at night.
There are no consequences.
The coons come out at night.
This nigga.
The coons come out at night.
You have to go and talk about
that.
The
coons come out at night. The coons come out at night.
Went right there to the black on black crime.
The coons come out at night.
The coons come out.
The coons come out. The coons come out at night.
This nigga, that nigga started talking about, he started talking about these race soldiers killing black folks. He, it ain't about race, it's about hate, and what about black on black crime? Oh, Lord. These coons gotta go, man. These coons, dude. And I blame the white supremacists for putting them out there. It's the white supremacists who are putting these coons out there. It's them allowing these coons to get airtime. It's them allowing these coons to get airtime. Ray Lewis is a disgrace. Jason Whitlock is a disgrace. I played his clip. I can't even play it now. It's so coonish. But these people are disgraces. They are nothing but Nazi collaborators. That's all they are. So black folks, we got to understand, we are in a race war. We've been in a race war, and this is the refinement stage of the race war that we are in. And as Neely Fuller says, we need to act like we're in a race war and stop playing. That's why we got to talk about solutions to systematic white supremacy on a regular basis. Should I play that Jason Whitlock coon clip?
No, he's not crazy.
Should I play? Let me play it. I'll play it. This is some more cooning. They keep the coons on the sports channels. These sports channels is just loaded with coonery. This is Jason Whitlock's ass. Hold on.
Clarity and relevancy. He's created a movement around, a fad around Colin Kaepernick.
Okay, that's Colin. He's talking about Colin Kaepernick talking about all of these racial killings, and Jason Whitlock, who's a sports commentator, is criticizing Colin Kaepernick.
It's no different. You remember the dab last year?
Right.
That's all this is. This is the new version of the dab.
A movement is a group.
So Jason Whitlock says black people standing up for their rights is the new version of the dab.
Working together. And yeah. If people start buying merchandise, I mean, there's a lot of different ways for a movement to begin. If they start buying merchandise, I mean, nobody's buying this jersey because of his quarterback rating. Okay.
I agree, but well, I'll just say this.
But why,
Martin Luther King jerseys weren't selling off the hook in the 60s. It wasn't about selling product.
Well, no, but this isn't the 60s. I would say this. Kaepernick is getting people who, A, don't necessarily buy jerseys to buy jerseys.
Yeah.
And some white guy here with them. So.
And they're not buying it for his completion rate.
What's this white guy's name? Because I don't watch these channels. I can't sit up and watch coons all day. So I don't know who none of these people are.
They are buying it for his words.
They're buying it for the way he makes them feel. They're buying it
for... But isn't that a movement?
No, that's a feeling. There's no substance to it. I mean,
Now, that's Jason Whitlock, this chunky Sambo.
Just going to get down to brass tacks and bare bones. 500 people have been killed in Chicago already. 500 people. No one's talking about that.
They always put their Sambos on there with the black-on-black crime deflection.
They're talking about something that's damn near like getting struck by lightning. Getting killed by a cop is very hard. And if you don't run from them, it's damn near impossible. No one wants to deal with that reality.
Nigga, this is the garbage that they put on national television. The brother Keith Scott wasn't running. Tamir Rice wasn't running. Oscar Grant wasn't running. Terrence Crocker wasn't running. Rekia Boyd wasn't running. But they put these Uncle Ruckus-ass niggas on television. And again, the white supremacists are responsible for that. Remember, it's all about propaganda. You get these Sambo butter biscuit eating coons to spew white supremacy for you and be a shield. So you point to them and say, well, I'm not racist. This fat black nigga said it. So I'm not racist. He said it. It's all propaganda, family. That's war. War is about domination, propaganda, and control, and controlling the narrative. We are in a war. Act like you're in a war. And another thing, and I talked about this on Twitter, black folks, when you're at these, in these cities, and you have these race soldiers who got on this riot gear, stop being emotional, family. But I see a lot of black folks running up on these people, like very emotional, crying and pleading your case to them. These are emotionless soldiers. They could care less about your pleas to them. These people have orders from on top. These people have orders from the top to subjugate you and to contain you. So you going out there pleading, why are you doing this to me? Why? That's no. Save your energy. Save your energy and think about ways of empowerment. Think about the Constitution. Think about ways to empower yourself and protect yourselves from systematic injustice. We got to stop with these emotional pleas. The white supremacists do not care. They do not care about your emotions. They don't care about you pleading. They don't care about no sympathy, nothing. So everything we have to do has to be strategic. We have to start being thinkers. We got to stop playing and start thinking. All right. That's it for today's episode of Tariq Elite Radio. Don't forget, fam, go to TariqElite.com to get all that fresh gear. Go to Hidden Colors Film to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3. I'm going to holla. And y'all have a good night, fam.